All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Less Theory, so let's get started. But as I said before, I value our friendship more. And if it'll make you feel better, I'll tell her the same thing I told you. So, can you please stop being this petty?
Petty? I'm done talking to you.
Well, here we go. Yeah. I like that outfit a lot. I'm doing the right thing. I know I am. She'll come around.
Your conscience being the only thing holding you together, you follow after her.
Hey! Why are you guys so late? Is Megan mad at me about something?
Your presence snaps Zoe out of her thoughts.
Oh, hey!
Hey, Zoe.
Why isn't he calling me like he did in the texts? Is he mad at me too? But I don't want to put him in a worse mood by asking. What's up with Megan?
Of course she'd ask about Megan's bitchy mood. It's better to just change the whole subject. She's fine, probably just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And so are you, if I may say.
Look like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed?
Uh-oh. No, looking fine. That's what I meant.
Oh. Guess I got it wrong? He doesn't seem mad at me. Thank God. What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Seeing how he's in a good mood. Just thinking about what to wear to the party tonight.
Right, party. Almost forgot I promised Zoe we'd go together. I should turn her down. But how do I do that?
What you gonna wear? Maybe we can match.
Yeah, fuck, I can't think of anything smart.
What's going on? He's being weird again.
The sound of the bell going off snaps you out of your frantic thoughts.
Oh, saved by the bell. We should go in.
Follow me.
Wrapping her fingers around your wrist, Zoe's smile promises you trouble.
Wait, Zoe! Where are we going?
Shh. Just come on.
You let her pull you along, confusion evident on your face.
I don't think anyone saw.
Care to explain what we're doing here? Not that I mind ditching class. I like that outfit on her, too. Though I don't think the same could be said about you. So I'm really at the edge of my seat here.
What? I know how to be bad. Sometimes. Depends on the situation, though.
Noted. She's more of a practical girl, I think. It's what I like about Zoe. Well, then. Wish to tell me why you brought me here?
Well, what do you think?
Finally realizing the situation you've been put in...
Fuck, she's making a move on me!
The amount of deduction skill used in this thought process is... zero.
Zoe,
Aw, don't be like that. No one's around. No need to be shy.
As for no one being around...
Come on, man!
Instantly, panic strikes both of you.
I'm not in the mood for this bullshit right now, and I still need to finish up with Zoe. Quick!
She rushes towards you without a second thought.
Could you be any slower? It's like you read my mind, Taylor.
Managing to cram inside the small cubicle, you hold your breath as the doors to the bathroom bang open.
How long until they fix our bathroom? Been a month already. Yeah, I've been there. I know what that's like. I don't know, man. I'm getting a weird sense of deja vu.
Psst. Did you lock the door?
No.
Well, lock it.
Not thinking much about it, you do as she says, only to regret it soon after.
But honestly, I... Huh? Fuck. Why did it have to be that fucking loud? Someone here? Yeah, I think so. Ah, I see a leg.
Zoe quickly hides her presence, but there's nowhere for you to hide.
Is it a dude? Either that or a woman with a dick. You're disgusting, man. Oh, fuck off. I'm glad you find this funny.
Sorry.
Just go take a leak, man. Don't tell me what to do. Well, if you're done in here, let's go. Fine, I'll go take a piss. Not because you told me to. Whatever, dude.
Taylor tries to open the other cubicles, making you sigh in relief.
They're not cubicles, they're stalls. Sounds like they'll leave soon. Thank God. More importantly, they didn't notice Zoe. We'll just wait for them to leave.
Zoe nods, agreeing to your plan.
They're all locked. You serious? Yeah.
The sudden banging on your back makes you flinch.
Hey man, you gonna be in there long? The rest are locked. Fucking Taylor. What was that? Dude, let the man handle his business in peace. Fine. Hey man, don't mind us. Let the river flow. But hurry it the fuck up. You're an asshole, you know that, right? Are they seriously gonna wait for me to come out? Can this get any worse?
What now?
I don't know. So what I was saying... How can you not love the girls' bathroom? They won't be going away anytime soon.
So are we...
Shh!
Sorry.
Dude, what's the holdup? Taylor! I gotta go. If he doesn't leave in the next 5 minutes, I'll just go piss in a bush or something. And risk Pete snacking on your balls? Fucking Pete. Okay, we'll just wait for 5 minutes. They should leave then.
When your eyes meet Zoe's, the only thing that pops to mind in that moment is...
Not fucking her in the public toilet? Sorry, guys, that's just a no-no. You're never that horny. Trouble?
Just enough time to finish our talk.
Zoe, we need to be quiet.
Don't worry. I'll be as quiet as a mouse. This should be enough for him to get a clue on how I feel.
No, I have to stop her!
Grasping her
She'll destroy everything!
Just as she's about to remove your pants.
Huh?
Zoe, stop! Dude! I swear to fucking God! Taylor's gonna die by my hands one of these days. Foreshadowing? And I'll do it slowly so I can see the life draining out of his eyes. Huh? What do I feel a breeze?
Putting your attention back on Zoe, your eyes almost fall out of their sockets.
Wait, it's a number two? Oh my God. Let the man take a dump for crying out loud. That's it. I'm gonna go water the bushes. Pete'll love that. Please, for the love of God, hurry up.
Taylor's insults only lightly pass.
Why the hell don't they have urinals? You know, I mean, he's trying to piss. Usually you don't piss in a stall, you go in a urinal. That's what it's for. Taylor's insults only lightly pass by your ears. And it's a college, I'm sure they've got urinals.
She handles your cock in admiration.
It looks so big. And it's not even hard yet. Be quiet, okay?
Her fingers trace up and down your shaft, the friction making you take a sharp inhale.
She's crazy. Does she want to blow our cover? No, but she does want to blow something else, apparently.
Although your morals scream at you, the arousal builds up.
You shouldn't do this! Think of St. Francis of Assisi! I'm not even sure what he did, but I'm sure he wouldn't approve of this.
Making your inner objections go quiet.
Shit, it feels so fucking good!
Looks like someone's enjoying this. It's kind of fun seeing him like this.
She says until their fourth year of marriage.
Warmth travels up your length, your tip becoming hypersensitive.
No, this isn't right. I have to stop her, or else she'll feel bad after. Zoe, there's something I have to tell. Shit, that feels amazing. Yes, squeeze that shit out.
Zoe's tongue circles around your tip with amazing care.
I can't believe I'm doing something like this with other people right outside the door.
Oh, looks like she's one of those public sex people.
And the fact that it's him turns me on so much more.
Enjoying the building arousal deep between her legs. She transfers all that sexual energy to her mouth, wanting you to feel the same.
She's not a natural redhead, but we'll let it slide. Shit! I can't stop her anymore. She's actually got some strands of gray in her hair. It's a really weird style. No, it's not that I can't. I don't want to! My balls are practically screaming at me right now. But she'll be crushed. Not to mention embarrassed. What should I do? Woohoo! You've got this, man! You fools would riot if I said no. Fuck it. No blue balls for this guy. I already got Megan to suck my cock and rejected her after. Why not do the same thing to Zoe? She'll live.
You caress Zoe's face, letting her know she's allowed to continue.
That's more like it.
Having your permission, she decides to explore more. Tracing her tongue along your shaft, her saliva making your skin glisten.
Is that what it does? Fuck.
The feeling of her lips skimming along your cock entices you completely. Leaving you wanting more?
God, Zoe.
He's turning me on so fucking hard. I want him to touch me as well.
Ain't gonna be time for that.
Against her wishes, Zoe moves back. Your cock twitching by the lack of contact.
Huh?
Can you touch me too? I'm really turned on right now. And I'd love your hands on me.
Jesus. Well, there's a lot of asking about Jesus in this game, but I haven't seen him appear yet. Her voice. She could persuade a man to kill. Oof, that's dangerous.
Not waiting for your response, she traces her hands up her body, bringing her shirt along the way. With her shirt gone, you stand frozen in place. The sight making you weak in the knees.
Is that okay? Why isn't he saying anything? Is it because of my boobs? Does he find them weird? Hello?
A gasp escapes Zoe's lips as you pinch her stiff nipple. Mesmerized, you play with them. Enjoying Zoe's arousal.
You're being too rough.
Look at her. Completely at my mercy. No! No, we're not gonna do that. That did sound a little super villainy, though.
Unable to stop yourself, you come down. Flicking over her hardened tip with your tongue.
God, his tongue feels amazing.
Returning the favor, you savor the sweet taste of her skin. your cock twitching with each flinch of her body.
God.
Did you hear that? Dude, I can't hear anything over the thumping in my ears. I could have sworn I heard a female voice. I really can't deal with your bullshit right now. My cock is turning blue. Everything's always about you. He's gonna piss himself. Bro, try me one more time and the next voice you'll hear will be from God. Hey, I know I'm good and all, but if you don't keep it down, we'll be found out.
Glad you're owning up to your mistakes. But okay. Guess I need to put my mouth to work.
Shuddering at a familiar contact, you watch as Zoe devilishly smiles up at you.
Now let's see how you handle it.
Her breath, hitting your already sensitive length, gets a sharp inhale out of you.
This is dangerous!
Dropping down low, Zoe envelops her lips around your shaft.
Good Lord!
Instantly, you clench your teeth, stopping yourself from cursing out loud.
They still made it like one of the damn packs of hamburger meat that you buy. I mean, the ones freaking kielbasa sausages. Very few men will ever look like that. Very few.
It's filling my entire mouth. How could someone have a dick this big?
It's an AVN, that's why.
Pushing herself over her limits.
Fuck, it's hitting the back of my throat. But it's barely half in.
Despite the challenge, she tries grabbing as much of your size as possible. Your tip tickles the back of her throat as she bobs her head along your length.
This is really too much.
Yeah, I think you may have.
I'm trying to get it all in there.
She bit off more than she could chew.
But he's just too big.
Finally, she slides it out with a pop.
Oh, she couldn't do it. She tried and she tried with all her might. But nope, wasn't happening.
Frustration clear on her face.
She wanted to see how many licks it took to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop, but nope, didn't happen.
It's too big to fit in my mouth.
Uh-oh. Well, thank you. Wasn't
really
a compliment.
Helped, please.
Maybe, but do go on. You were quite on the right track.
His confidence is something I'm really not used to, but I like it.
There it is again. Just shut up. I'm concentrating. As a mouse?
Shut up.
Going back to the situation at hand, Zoe grasps her tits. Hypnotizing you.
Titnotizing.
If you play nice, I might reward you.
Then how do I do that?
Come closer.
Obediently, you follow Zoe's instructions, your cock twitching with anticipation.
Good boy.
She presses her breasts around your entire length, your tip peeking from her delicious cleavage as her tits hug your cock in a sweet embrace.
You're really amazing. You know that, right? Thought I'd cover it completely, but it's still poking out.
Glad you think so.
So modest.
Slowly, her body moves. Her skin rubbing against your flesh. The friction pushing you to new levels of pleasure.
Fuck, her boobs feel amazing. I just wish she'd hurry up. I don't know how much time we have before Taylor loses it completely.
What's wrong? Are my boobs not enough for you?
Do you want the truth, or...
Cheeky bastard. Greedy, are we? Lucky for you. I'm in a rather giving mood.
Lowering her lips down to your poking tip. She smiles upon getting a twitch from her breath touching your skin.
How can I say no when it's begging for my attention this much?
The second her wet mouth touches your tip, an animalistic growl bottles up in your stomach.
Shit!
The combination of her tits beautifully squeezing your cock and her tongue playfully dancing on top of it turns your body to mush.
Perfect. Just like that.
I can't believe this is the only way for me to cover all of it. But I love the feeling of it pressed against me like this. Wonder how it'd feel if I had it inside. I bet he'd rip my pussy apart. Should I find out right away?
Unaware of her plans, instead of excitement upon the absence of her touch, you feel frustration.
How is that?
Your eyes clouded with lust burn with obvious desire.
Well, they really need to work on making vehicles that don't have a noise, right? Noiseless vehicles. They should have done that years ago.
The throbbing of your cock making you lose the last bit of self-control you had in you.
I can't take this anymore.
Huh? Tightly grabbing onto Zoe's hair, you push her back down onto your length. Thrusting your hips, your cock once again re-entering her tight little mouth. Despite the roughness behind your touch, she allows you to use her as you see fit.
At least he isn't gagging her. Could be a lot worse.
Just the fact you're loving her touch to this extent, turning her on even more.
Should be turns her on even more.
Jesus, he's using me like a toy. And I'm loving every second of it.
Jesus is gonna appear and he's not gonna be happy with any of this.
Beads of sweat roll down your neck, pleasure building up with each thrust.
Fuck. Zoe, I'm close.
He's gonna come inside my mouth. Will I be able to swallow all of it? Find out soon.
Fuck.
Maybe I should help him a bit.
She traces her tongue around your tip, sending a wave of shivers down your spine.
Ah, shivers down your spine, eh? Ah.
Unable to contain the building sensation any longer.
Fucking hell.
Plunging your cock deep inside Zoe's mouth, your semen bursts down her throat, filling it to the brink of suffocation.
Oh, fuck! There's so much of it! I gotta swallow it fast or I'm gonna choke for sure!
Almost forcefully, she gulps down load after load, tears swelling up in her eyes.
Load after load, not load after loud.
God.
Damn! Brought tears to her eyes! Fucking hell! That's it! I can't take it anymore! Taylor, wait! No, man, I'd rather let Pete munch on my balls than piss my pants!
Hearing the doors to the bathroom close, you let your voice out. The breathless pants rapidly leaving your body.
Zoe, you okay? Sorry, I lost myself there for a second.
Purely went for it.
Sorry.
No worries. It wasn't that bad.
Can you try saying that without tears in your eyes?
Hello?
Using this chance to caress her one more time, you make sure to wipe off her teary cheeks.
Didn't hurt you, did I?
I could get used to you caring this much.
Only then does the situation set in.
Fuck, I'm supposed to reject her now.
Huh? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Are you sure? Looks like something's bugging you.
Why do I put myself in situations like these?
With the thrill of your private session passing, panic comes creeping in.
I already rejected Megan. So if I don't reject Zoe and Megan finds out, I'm a dead man. How the hell am I supposed to reject Zoe after what just happened?
Hello?
And with her looking at me like that. Huh?
If there's something on your mind or you want to talk about something...
Yeah, let's talk about Batman. This new movie coming out with him. No.
You know you can talk to me, right?
Not about this, I can't. You know what? Let's get out of here first. Actually, Superman's coming out first. I can't deal with this butt-ass naked in a toilet stall. And who knows if some Taylor wannabe or worse Taylor himself will barge in again. Come on, get dressed. Let's go before someone shows up again. Instead of Taylor, it's Taylor Swift. What the hell? What are you doing in here?
Okay. Wow. Did he really just...
Did I say something wrong? Her voice was weird just then.
Yeah, no. You're right.
Feeling slightly dejected, she covers herself back up. All the while, you being oblivious to the harshness behind your words. With the two of you standing in the middle of the bathroom now, you find it weird how Zoe keeps avoiding your eyes.
Well, that was something. His words keep ringing in my head. Everything's been happening fast these days. I didn't even stop to think that he could be... playing me?
Like a fiddle!
I mean, why else would he be so eager to get away from me?
Is it just me, or you being weird?
Oh no.
I'm just... Wait a minute! You're telling me and I be weird?
Yeah? Just sex, what'd you think it was? No.
Oh, no, no, no.
Are you serious?
Did I say something wrong?
Did I say something wrong? Why don't you ask me one more time?
Wanna tell me instead of going off on me? What's gotten into her?
Well, how about we start with you calling me out on being weird?
Okay, I mean, you gotta admit, you're acting pretty weird right now.
Huh. Rich coming from someone who's been like that all day long.
Not knowing how to answer, you choose silence.
So, you knew the whole time? Care to tell me why?
Except I can't tell you. Fuck, I need to come up with something quick.
Have you been playing with me all along? Is that all I am to you?
Uh-oh.
Just another hookup?
Uh-oh. I can already see her future and it ain't good. You men are all evil! You're all terrible! I remember the last time I got with a man and he was horrible. Played me like a fiddle. I want nothing to do with men at all. I'm gonna get myself a giraffe. Zoe, it isn't like that.
How do you expect me to believe that?
Uh-oh.
With how you were acting this morning? And then during everything? But then you liked it? And then you...
I love you,
Coward.
You... what?
I didn't just say what I think I did, right?
Did you say, I love you?
No, I talked about stew. Stew, I love stew, don't you? There's a lot of good types of stews out there that you can make. That's what I said, I love stew. I did.
You really mean that?
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't, right?
You...
Wait, are you crying?
You really took me for a roller coaster there, okay?
Yeah, and as the roller coaster continues, we'll have more from Lust Theory Season 2 on Grim's Uncanny Valley. See you next time, guys. I am out of here.